Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. In this hour, we will do our Motley Crue ticket giveaway. Be prepared. You'll know when Corey says it, 877-881-1053. But in the meantime, got a few other things for you. And I want to focus in on the future of the Dallas Cowboys salary cap. Look, we talked about it. People cope in different ways. Some people start looking at draft-eligible players. I look at the salary cap. And part of the reason is, if we can go to cut number 7, during his interview with Sean and RJ yesterday, Jerry spoke about the future of their salary cap.
We've got some great draft picks ahead of us, and we've got some salary cap room to pay it. That's the reason we've made some of our decisions we've made. Don't pay any attention to our read where we don't have much cap room. Well, I think everybody understands that the real test of your cap room is how you manage and put dollars and spread dollars out. We've got more spread out room than we would have had or we've had in the past.
All right.
Spread out room.
So I decided to start taking a look. There's a couple of different sources that have helped me out with a few aspects of this, including SpoTrack and Over the Cap. Over the Cap right now has the Dallas Cowboys at minus $48 million in salary cap room for 2026. When you hear that, it sounds astonishing.
It does.
And it sounds like you're screwed. But I have good news. You're not screwed. But we need to figure out some things, okay?
All right.
So let's start with this. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyler Smith. And don't worry, I've done the math for everybody. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyler Smith. All three of them have their contracts structured in a way where you can essentially just do what they call flip the switch, convert things off of base salary into signing bonus, which allows you to spread the money out quite a bit. Now, do I love that the Cowboys continue to do this with Dak Prescott? No. No, I don't. But if I'm going to have any money for you to spend, we pretty much got to. Okay?
All right.
That will save you.
If he's playing like
at this level,
at
that's a good point.
You're pretty happy.
And CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Smith are both young, very good players. I know the Cowboys hope, and probably a lot of the fan base hopes, they're going to be here for a really, really long time. So by flipping those switches on that contract, that creates $31 million from Dak, $19 million from CeeDee, and $17.6 million from Tyler Smith. All by essentially doing nothing. And that is what Jerry was making reference to when he talks about the ways they stack the contracts.
Now, this does push money down the road, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so with players like CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Smith, I don't think it's as concerning because you think they're going to be there for a long time. By the way, this is a method that the Eagles do all the time. If you've ever wondered how the F do the Eagles continue to always have money to buy whoever they want, it's because they push this money down the road all of the time. Now, what is the danger in that? The danger of that is you might run into a situation like Zach Martin. Zach Martin has not played on the team this year. Yes?
Right.
Do you know next year, in 2026, the Cowboys still owe him $17 million against the cap?
I did not know that.
So
actually, I did know it because you told me yesterday, right. But no.
But that is the danger of doing it like this. And so, like, if you're Philadelphia and you won a Super Bowl, who cares, right? Like, you'll be fine. You won the Super Bowl, you'll live. If you're the Cowboys and you continue to not excel in the postseason, I can see how that is very concerning to people. So the Dak one, that bothers me way more than CeeDee or Tyler Smith. But again, I think you're kind of stuck. All right. I'm going to cut three players for now, but we'll probably bring one of them back. Okay? Kenny Clark, Trayvon Diggs, and Terrence Steele. Kenny Clark has a $21.5 million cap hit next year, but he also has no guaranteed money left on his contract. So you can move on from him and it costs you nothing. So for now, we're going to cut Kenny Clark.
Okay. Okay.
Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. Do either one of y'all have an issue with moving on from one or both of these players?
Diggs, it doesn't sound like the Cowboys. It sounds very similar to Micah, where they're just like, we made our decision.
So our opinion is irrelevant.
Steele, his pass blocking is atrocious.
Right.
His run blocking is good. His pass blocking is atrocious. And I need somebody that can keep Dak standing. So while there's not a lot of great options out there right now, there are some. There might be one. I would be willing to move on from him. But I might be spending a portion of his money on something else.
That is very possible. Alec? How do you feel about the concept of moving on from Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele?
Yeah, I'm right there with Corey where the Diggs thing, it feels like it's already done before it's actually done. It's just a matter of when it's officially done. So I don't mind that whatsoever, especially because that is a nice amount of money that you're moving on from as well.
Yep.
Terrence Steele, I've gotten to the point where I think a lot of people have where I will go ahead and defer to the scouting department that they can find another decent right tackle. Or, hey, if you want to get somebody that is as atrocious as he is at pass blocking, find one that only costs you $750,000 per season, not millions of dollars. So, yeah, I'm totally okay with moving on from both.
So let's assume you go ahead and cut Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. Here is another fun thing about the salary cap. And by fun, I mean stupid and confusing. So, and somebody brought up the salary cap is not real. The salary cap is definitely...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Real, but there are like 8,000 mechanisms in place to help you subvert it, including this. So if you cut Trayvon Diggs, you can save $12.5 million. If you cut Terrence Steele, you can save $8.75 million. Unless, of course, you want to designate him as a post-June 1st cut, which is something that the Dallas Cowboys love to do. Why post-June 1st? Because once you get past June 1st, then you can split the dead money essentially in half. It doesn't always work perfectly like that, but for the purposes of this, let's just say you can split it in half. Now, all of a sudden, you move on from Terrence Steele, you save $13.4 million off your cap in 2026. But just remember, if we're talking about credit cards and interest, the other chunk of that money still comes due. It just doesn't come due until 2027, and then Zach Martin will be off your payroll and everything like that. All right, whole lot of numbers. What does it mean? All right, flip the switch on Dak, CeeDee, Tyler Smith. Move on from Kenny Clark. We'll get back to him. Trayvon Diggs and Terrence Steele. You know what that saves you? $118 million.
F yeah, let's go.
So I told you we were at negative 48. Now that means you have $70 million in cap space without really hurting yourself too much outside of Dak for the future. But now the question is this. So I got lots of money to figure it out. Do you want Pickens and Kenny Clark back?
Listen, I know the rest of America wants Pickens back. I don't necessarily need him.
Ooh, spicy.
But
we can put a pin in that because that is interesting.
And one of the other things, too, is with all the options we have before us, the tag and trade is still one of my favorite options in this because I think he has presented a case that people would be willing to move not just a third to get him.
Okay.
So, but
that is an intriguing theory.
Let's bring him on back for this this practice.
Alec, Kenny Clark, and George Pickens, you want them back?
I do want them back, and I think they're both back in reality as well. You know, those are two trades that just when you talk about the player themselves, I think that Jerry believes he won in those situations, and he's not ready to let them go yet.
Okay. Now, man, there are actually quite a few people that are okay with moving on from Pickens. Fair enough. Now, if you want to do that, then we might just have $70 million in cap space to play with. But assuming you bring back Pickens and Clark, and another thing that Jerry said in the interview yesterday, not only do they want to bring back Pickens, he said he feels like they made big strides this season in cornerstones. Those cornerstones I think he's talking about in adding are Pickens, Clark, and Quinnen Williams.
I agree.
So,
I think Bland's one of them, too.
Oh.
Dude, you know how the Cowboys are.
Yeah.
Hey, we added one. What do you mean you added one?
He's already on the freaking team. All right, so let's go off the idea you bring them both back. This is why the franchise tag is a terrible idea. You franchise tag George Pickens, he's going to hit you for $28 million.
True.
So let's say you give Kenny Clark $12 million. That feels about right to me. Whereas, take a look at the Terry McLaurin contract. Terry McLaurin contract probably about in line, maybe a little lower than what you would go with for George Pickens. What's Terry McLaurin's salary cap hit next year? $18
million. Gross.
And so that's one of the things. It feels counterintuitive to say, we're going to give George Pickens 4 years, $120 million, and somehow that's cheaper than $28 million a year.
Right.
Because you're like, hold on, now that's $30 million a year. Well, that's not how it works with the salary cap. So if you were to give George Pickens a long-term extension, that's $18 million per year for 2026 and $12 million for Kenny Clark. So now we got Pickens back, we got Clark, and we've gotten rid of Diggs and Steele. And I still have $40 million in cap space for you to spend. And keep in mind, the Cowboys only have four draft picks. I believe it's only four coming up. Now, there are other options. If you want to move on from Malik Hooker, Logan Wilson, Jonathan Mingo, if you want to extend Quinnen Williams, that can get you more money along the way. But my point is, that's $40 million I have that you can spend. going into the offseason. Now, will the Cowboys take advantage of that and pick up actual factual starting players? Don't know. But there is some room there if you want to play around. And to your point, Corey, if you are okay with moving on from Pickens and or Clark, you could easily have $70 million in cap space, and I could probably create more for you.
Yeah, and then you're figuring out, hey, how much do we want Javonte Williams back?
Sure.
Do we want to go get a Jalen Watson to play cornerback for us, or do we feel like we've already secured what we like there? It sounded like Jerry basically said in the secondary, is like, it's been whack-a-mole in the secondary. We have no clue who's going to play each week, and that's been a problem.
That feels right.
Feels like there's a Braden Smith offensive tackle to replace Steele. He's going to cost about $13 million too.
Okay.
So that's the prices are there. How much do you want them? You have the money to spend, though. And that's what Jerry is saying. We have the money to spend. We also have a lot of youth on this team because of the way we've been developing in the draft. So we don't necessarily have to go ahead and give them contracts like Ezraku and stuff like that. So we're in a good position. That's what they're saying, is to add to this in free agency. While also, yes, Kevin, using your 1, 4, 5, and 7s. Now you're probably going to get going to get a handful of comp picks to go along with it, but you're definitely in need of adding more picks to this thing somehow, so that you can say, all right, we've added in every facet. There's also a trade option out there.
Yeah,
there should, if you limit yourself and don't look at a trade option out there, then you've not done yourself the right service. So those all things are there, but whenever you haven't had money to spend in the past, and that's, Kevin, you would have been able to build the same team with Micah's contract or no?
Now, Micah's contract, biggest defensive player contract in the history of the NFL. Oh, my goodness, so much money. Do you know what his cap hit is next year?
No.
$19 million. So I will tell you this. I will take it a step further. Now, I'm just going to ignore the assets in all of this. The salary cap can be bent to your will so much that, think about what I just said. You could have kept Micah, given him that exact same deal, keep George Pickens, keep Kenny Clark, and still have $20 to $30 million in salary cap space. So I don't want to hear any of this BS about how they don't have the money. My whole point is, if you choose to bend the salary cap to your will, you can do just about anything you want. You just have to be willing to know that the bill is going to come due in a couple of years. That's what the Eagles do, because they know they can win, and they did win last year. And let's say the Cowboys, I know this is absurd, let's say the Cowboys were to win the Super Bowl next year. Would you give an F if their cap was screwed in 2028? No, of course not.
They would.
Which is stupid. Stupid, stupid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.